I was weighing over almost 300 pounds or more.
You were weighing almost 300 pounds or more?
Or more, but, you know, I'm just, you know, I didn't want to just actually believe myself. But, you know, yeah, I was almost 300 pounds or more. And I tell you, and I was just miserable. Oh, honey, oh, thank you, Jesus. I was in a 52.
You were wearing a size 52?
Size 52.
Uh-huh.
I am in a 12.
Oh, now, come on now. You were wearing a size 52 dress.
Yes.
And you didn't diet.
Never did diet.
All right.
Honey, I started noticing something within a week.
Go ahead now. Did you get checked out by a doctor?
Yeah, the doctors can't believe it. My doctor, they said, I don't believe it. I showed them a picture. She said, if it wasn't for the picture, I wouldn't believe it. And she looked at my body. She said, what did you have, a surgery on your skin? She said, normally when you lose weight, you get wrinkles, you know, you get... She said, what? Did you have some skin drag somewhere?
My God, my God, my God. That is enough proof. This will be a four-month supply of Nature's Formula Health and Healing Herbs and a two-month supply of Nature's Formula Cleansing Herbs. You're going to receive a four-month supply of the healing herbs and a two-month supply of the cleansing herbs. 1-800-280-3414. You can pay by charge card or debit card. Just have it ready. 1-800-280-3414. 1-800-280-3414. 280-3414. You can lose that weight, and you can lose it naturally. But you got to do it God's way. There's a person driving a car right now. I see you in the spirit, and you know you're overweight. If you've got to pull over to the side of the road, hey, glory to God, there's another person that's listening right now. In fact, you are in your house. You know you're overweight and you've been praying, Lord, I want to lose this weight. It's going to come off and it's going to come off naturally. And you don't have to die to do it. All you have to do is do it God's way. And you're going to lose that weight. Don't forget.
This is KAYT. Gina, Alexandria. This is Gospel Radio at its very best. 88.1. KAYT. Praising the Lord. You're listening to the Discipleship Now radio broadcast with your host, Pastor Hilton Wells. Stay tuned and allow the Holy Spirit to give you power, insight, and revelation from the Word of God to be the type of disciple that Christ has destined you to be. Listen closely, open your heart, and be blessed.
Prioritize, list, execute. Matthew chapter 26, verse 42. Tell somebody, please help me manage my time. Yeah, biblical principles for time management. In Matthew 26 and 42, we find our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ using one of these principles. Tell your neighbor, don't get angry. Seek God and get busy. Ain't nothing to be angry about. Amen. Go get it. The earth is yours. Amen. He's given the earth to man. Ain't that scripture? Mm-hmm. He's put eternity in our hearts. So in Matthew chapter 26, verse 42, it says, he went away again the second time and prayed, saying, oh, my Father, if this cup may not pass away from me. Except I drink it, thy will be done. This principle is the principle of acceptance. There are going to be some things that we pray and we say, God, I want to see this change. But we're going to have to change our heart and say, God, but I want your will in this. There's some things, in other words, let me give you a good example. If I was just to decide I'm just going to pick this building up from the foundation, somebody might say, yeah, well, God's strength, you can do it. Well, I could if that's what God wanted me to do. But for me to go out there telling me I'm going to use all my faith to pick up this building from the foundation may just be foolishness. So there's some things you want to seek God on. Jesus had enough sense to say, God, not my will, but your will be done. We have to be willing to accept some things. When you're talking about time management, I'm not going to be able to do 33 things in one day. Some things will kill me. That's why you got people, energy drinks and all kind of, now they got, what is that, caffeine gum. Amen. To where what's happening is people are so energized, all this energy, 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 but you're really hurting yourself. Because what we need to do is accept that some things I may not be able to do it today, but guess what? I can do it tomorrow. Now, I'm not talking about laziness. You know the difference between overly doing it out of ambition and then just being lazy. So here, Jesus is saying, listen, if there's another way, God, he's willing to do whatever God's saying. But if there's another way, I'll do it. But if not, your will be done. I will accept the fact, God, that you are sovereign. We have to accept some things. We're not going to be able to do everything in one day. Plan some things for tomorrow, but when you plan them, execute them. Amen. Get them done. We just talked about six principles for biblical time management. Number one, I must prioritize. Number two, I must list out the things that God has given me to do daily, yearly, monthly. Number three, I must execute on the list that God has given me. Number four, I accept the things that I'm not able to change. No need me pulling my hair out. Amen. Somebody left where they left. You can pray. Amen. But don't get all out of sorts. Amen. About something you cannot change. Amen. Exodus chapter 20. I might have to back this up with a New Testament too. So I might have to come with two scriptures. But Exodus chapter 20. And we'll do Colossians chapter 2. Verse 16 through 22. So Exodus chapter 20 and Colossians chapter 2. But in Exodus chapter 20, we know here we find the Ten Commandments. Verse number 8 tells us, remember the Sabbath day, keeping it holy. 6 days ye shall labor and do all your work. But the seventh day is a Sabbath to the Lord your God. On it ye shall not do any work, neither you nor your son or daughter, nor your male or female servant, nor your animals, nor any foreigner residing in your towns. Here's the principle. For in 6 days the Lord made the heavens and the earth, the sea and all that is in them, but he rested on the seventh day. My focus is not seventh in the sense of Sabbath day Adventists. My focus is the word Sabbath, which means rest. In 6 days, God created the earth, but on the seventh day, he rested. Saints of God, all of us need rest. We need some time to be able to sit back and reflect and replenish ourselves. God established that like that on purpose, that we might have rest. The fifth principle of biblical time management is to rest. You must have a Sabbath. There is nothing wrong with resting after you've executed. There's nothing wrong with resting after you've prioritized and you've listed. Amen. You've accepted what God has for you. But there must be a time of rest. Now, the reason why I had you go to Colossians chapter 2, verse 15 through 22, is that we understand the principle of the Sabbath. The principle of the Sabbath is simply rest. It is a shadow, okay? It's a shadow and a type. Let no man therefore judge you in meat or in drink or in respect of a holy day or of the new moon or of the Sabbath days. We're in the New Testament here, which are shadow. Am I in the book? Of things to come. But the body is of Christ. Christ is our focus. Christ is the fullness of the Sabbath. He's the fullness of our rest. In other words, from the law. Okay? So we're not focused on the law. We're not under the rest of Jesus Christ through what he's done on the cross. But the principle of the Sabbath still reigns true. We must have time to rest. We must have time to reflect. We must have time to re-energize to do what God has called us to do. Praise the Lord. Amen. And the last principle, amen, as I close, is the principle of excitement. And this is my number one principle, because how many know you can plan to do all kind of things, but what you're not excited about, you won't continue to do. If there's no passion for something, there has to be a passion for even managing our time. Because for some of us, we'll say time management. No, I just want to, you know, do what feels good and do what feels right. How many know that can end up, we can end up broken. You can end up dead with that principle. Because there's going to always be something that feels right. And just because it feels right don't mean it's right. But we have to be excited about this. The first thing is, God, I'm excited about you. Anybody was excited when they got saved? I mean, you've seen the difference between when you were unsaved and when you're saved now. You know that there's a passion that comes from salvation. So we have to have a passion about prioritizing God, because there's so many different things that will begin to try to take first place in our life. We must keep him and the things of God first. Don't let anybody take your Sunday. Once you get used to doing something opposite of coming to church on Sunday, opposite going to Bible study on Wednesday, that thing would take over and dominate. Next thing you know, you're doing something else and worshiping something else. Amen. They had the finals. You know, I like basketball. Amen. But the finals is not going to dominate my days. I'm going to be at the house of the Lord first. Amen. Put him first. And he says he'll add the other things. Amen. Then you have to be excited about listing. Some people don't like lists because, well, what if I don't complete the list? Or what if there's too much stuff on the list? Oh, I just don't want a list. But if you make out a list, just make it to fit you. Customize it. Customize it. If it's nothing but three things you got from God, this morning I'm going to pray at 5:30 a.m. This morning I'm going to finish one chapter in the Bible. This day I'm going to go pay some bills. Or this day I'm going to plan out my life goals. Whatever it is, get excited about that list. Amen. Then you have to be excited about the execution. Because anything outside of execution is just talk. Anybody know folks that just like to talk? Y'all don't have to say that. But I mean, just talk, you know. And I've learned to just love and take people where they are. Maya Angelou said a famous statement one time. She say, when you first meet a person, they'll show you who they are. Or no, believe a person the first time they show you who they really are. Okay, now that's not a judgment statement, but I'm going to tell you how I caught that. In other words, people will show you who they are by their character. And when they show you, believe them. That's them. I'm not saying don't help them. I'm not saying don't work with them, but they're going to show you who they are. But don't be mad when they'd already showed you who they were and then something happened after they showed you who they were. You have to believe them because they already showed you. So when we talk about executing, we cannot have the mindset of just talking. We have to be people that do, people that execute. Then we talk about acceptance. There'll be some things that we won't be able to change. That's okay. You can't change it. You keep following God. You keep trusting God. You keep moving forward. You have to be able to accept some things. Then you have to have a Sabbath. You have to have a time of rest. There's nothing wrong with resting. Now, this is where I get to our overachievers, you know, those of us that like to work, work, work. No, you need to rest too. Because if that body is hurting, that body is sick,